Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven at the hour on the DJV program. Another hour dedicated to everybody everywhere. Yes, this is the only place you can find pretty much all things for all people. Advice for those of you who have long faces because Kamala Harris is the VP candidate. Take heart. There's another election in 4 years. And as soon as whoever gets elected in November, day after that, we'll start the process all over again. So have you finally decided once and for all who you're going to vote for? Are you there? A lot of people are. Some people
aren't. What about the debates?
Yeah, what about them?
For those, don't we? I mean, don't some people want to have
a debate? How are you
going to
have a debate?
I know everybody wants to see Kamala go up against Pence, that's for sure.
I know a lot of people want to see Trump go up against Biden.
Well, it'll be a good conversation for those of you who are interested in it. I'll probably take a flyer on that and see a good movie or find a good movie if I can find one. The origin of Kamala Harris is her family background. I think we were talking about this the other day. She was born to an Indian mother and a Jamaican father. So what is that? An Indian. We don't call them Indians in America
and
anymore.
And the family were slave owners, which is always fun to
they were.
Out. Yeah.
Oh. Huh. I didn't know that. How'd you find that out?
It's everywhere. Her dad actually came out and talked about their history of being slave owners in, I guess, in Jamaica.
So are people, is the consideration for her based on the fact that she could be a good president? Is that a factor that somebody actually came up with, or is she just a good fundraiser?
Well, Joe Biden believes that she has all the chops. A lot of people also believe that you know, why wouldn't she be able to have the chops? I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if Joe Biden, if the Republican rumor mill is, you know, true and he doesn't finish a first term, then I wouldn't lose. She's not my favorite person, but she's capable. Absolutely. More so than Trump is. Why not? Absolutely.
What is it? Okay. So then what qualifies one to be a president? Not a good leader. Just to be, if we just focused on the presidency, what qualifies someone? We look back at some of the better presidents in our lifetime, your lifetime, my lifetime.
Does anyone even agree on that?
Well, I mean, they can't agree on
Abraham Lincoln. I think we can agree on Abraham Lincoln, can we?
Well, I think that
depends, I guess.
Really?
I think there's stipulations as to what makes a president. It's, you know, your age, it's certain requirements that you were born here, all of that. So I think that's the agreed upon standard. I don't think, you know, people are trying to say, well, this is presidential, this is not presidential. What does that really even mean? I mean, but here's the thing. I know a lot of people who were presidential who disappointed the hell out of me. Mm.
From Kennedy on TV, that presidential look thing.
Yeah.
That was in a media studies class I took in college, and that
me
was
too.
Like...
Yeah, and comparing
the,
him to Nixon, who always looked like
Nixon
he needed a shave, and he sweated.
No one before that time ever said, oh, so-and-so looks presidential. That phrase was never used.
Because no one could. TV wasn't really part of it.
Right.
But, I mean, Kennedy, people who watched the debate thought Kennedy won, and people who listened to the debate thought Nixon won. So... I don't know.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true.
What,
I mean, it's interesting because I think it's definitely generational. That's a baby boomer thing because that's what you guys, you know, probably grew up watching.
You guys?
Well, that's what you guys grew up watching, you know. That was part of your formative years with that. So I don't think that matters.
To answer your question, I'm sure there's a lot of people. I'm sure Victoria would tell me a lot of things that aren't presidential about Trump. I look at his actions. I think he's delivered on a lot of promises. What I would say to you is I don't really feel good about Biden's pick, Kamala Harris, saying that she's going to prosecute Trump supporters, not just people, not just Trump.
What does that mean?
She said on the primary stage that she was going to prosecute people who have held up this president or who supported this president. So here's the thing. If you take her at her word, am I going to have to be worried about being jailed because I've spoken out and used my freedom of speech to back up President Trump? Well, I think we do, because that's pretty damn concerning to me if somebody who is on the ticket, who will most likely end up leading the country in 4 years, says they want to go after people who support Trump. That's not how it works.
Okay. I feel like there needs to be some more to that. That sounds like a sound bite.
It's not a talking point. She said it during the primary. I remember it.
But in what context? Because I watched all the debates and I did not hear her say that.
Well, I didn't hear her say it either, but I can imagine her saying it. I didn't hear her say it, but I can imagine she's fully capable of saying something like that because she's a fearmonger. She's always at her best when she's trying to put somebody in a corner.
She said she would have no choice but to prosecute Trump himself after a presidency. And the Southern District of New York is already moving forward with that, too. So that has nothing to do with Trump supporters and like
there was something
people
about
like
the
Jen.
People who propped it. No, there's something about his supporters and the people who propped him up. There, I'll find the quote. I'm looking for it right now. Google. Here's the thing. Google has got a horse in this fight. So for all of you who are Googling and trying to get real information, try a different browser because Google is not the place
Google.
To go.
Google has they have the technology, but they don't have the independence, and that's the trouble. With so much
well, I'm not
stuff
using
today.
Google and so
Silicon Valley is trying to influence the election. Hollywood's trying to influence the election. Madison Avenue's trying to influence the election. I think we're on the street here with the feelings. There's no fight here. There's no arrogance here. And I say that I'm sort of proud of the way this is approached. But if I weren't on the radio, I'd still have the same approach. I'm just fed up with the traditional drivers of culture, if that's the way you want to put it. These people who think I'm a Silicon, I'm those two twerps that run Google, and all of the stars in Hollywood who are, how can you be a Republican in Hollywood? Madison Avenue, the arrogance of the guy I was talking about earlier on, who somebody quoted just because he said it. I mean, what the
so
hell?
here's the quote, and it wasn't during the primary debate. I'm sorry. It was June 18th, 2020.
So I gave you enough time to find this, Jennifer?
I got it, yeah.
Well, I want to know exactly what she said. I enjoy facts, so I want to hear what she said.
This is the quote. And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in this great nation for
you. Yeah, that's not Trump supporters like you, Jen. That's clearly his cronies who have enabled the financial crimes. You don't need to read it again.
Look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions. That's me.
Yeah, that's not what she means, and you know that.
How do you know?
I don't know that.
I don't trust her. I wouldn't trust her any further against Trump.
Right. So what you're saying, Doug, is she wants to round up every single person who voted for Trump.
I think that she is capable. Looking what she's done in California,
you guys are doing that now.
Attorney General.
If we try,
no, we do. We disagree with you. We don't like her.
No, I understand you don't like her. You've made that very clear. But what I'm saying is, that is a ludicrous interpretation of what she said. That is, and that's fear mongering. That is fear mongering at its best. Worse right there.
Here's the thing. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm listening and hearing and reading what she said. She's the one who's saying that. I'm not. I don't want to be targeted legally.
I think you're safe.
My political
I think you're
beliefs.
Fine.
Well,
I think
you know
you'll
what?
Be just fine.
That's what Trump thought when Obama went after
actually, I think you will be fine, but it won't be. It'll be because you're visible and the people that can can't hide or have no influence whatsoever, that is with other people, and they're just kind of on their own. I think those folks are vulnerable. There's all kinds of vulnerabilities around us today, which is kind of too bad. There are enough things for us to worry about, if that's the term you use, to be concerned about with regard to our own lives. But to worry about stuff like that, living in our country, again, back to where we find ourselves in the fix that we're in, I lay most... not that blame fixes the problem, because it doesn't, but the inadequacies of information sources these days, because they are back to Google and how much they influence what people do on their with their browsers and their other tools.
It's because you have a choice to not use it. they have a choice to not use it if they don't want to.
But how informed are they to what they're... How is the average... Is the average person that you know aware of how those two twerps are influenced with their political points of view?
I don't know who twerps are that you're talking about.
The two guys that founded Google.
I don't know them. I watch the current CEO and you know, whatever he does, but, you know, I don't know. All I know is you have choices. There are other browsers. If that's how you feel, that Google is influencing your results, then fine. Then
I guess a lot of people don't know. It's not being widely spread around that Google is doing that. So people who are apolitical, who are just trying to get information, are being given...
And they don't go to Bing because Bing doesn't work as well as Google does.
Well, I don't think apolitical people are Googling political stuff. I think that's kind of...
Well, no, I mean, if they're trying to decide who to vote for, they're going to try to Google
Google's
records
gonna
of Joe Biden.
Google's going to tell someone who to vote for?
Oh, well, God, yes.
For BS,
do you think people are seriously looking, Google, who should I vote for? Really?
No, no, but they're using the Google
search engine to find out information.
They're using it to get information. Right.
Will be Biden and Harris, not Trump and Pence, depending on what you put into the search bar. Yeah, that's, I think that's pretty clear. 17 after the hour, due to the pandemic, major college conferences are canceling their fall sports seasons. What does that mean for the future, or the immediate future of college athletics? We have that conversation in the clip of the day today at djvshow.com. So listen to that, djvshow.com, for the clip of the day, which is like just a little snippet. It's a little, I suppose, a little podcast, if you will. You'll follow us on social media at facebook.com/DJVShow. You can hear the whole show anytime you want during the day at DJVShow.com as well.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, it's a fact that many of us have adjusted our work routines and are now working from home. And a recent survey conducted by the folks at Epson found that while working at home, we love to multitask. Karen Rowden from Epson explains.
First of all, people do multitask on conference calls. About half of our respondents were saying that when they're on conference calls, they're either cooking or eating. We found that almost 20% of respondents were exercising on conference calls.
That's
they're taking their dogs for a walk or through the park or they're on their treadmill. So that's a really good example of how people tend to multitask when they're home. Actually, I found one of the things that was really interesting, about 20% of people have a TV on when they're working.
And me? Well, I don't have the TV on, but do what works for you. More info is at Epson.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
And now, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What a great line. Family tradition music. Time now on the DJV program. It's 23 after the hour. Hank Williams Jr., Marty Stewart, songwriter Dean Dillon are the 2020 class of inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Country Music Association making the announcement earlier this week on Wednesday. Williams is going to fill the Veterans Era artist slot. Stewart will be inducted as the Modern Era artist, and Dylan as the songwriter category, which rotates every 3 years with the non-performer and recording and or touring musician inductees. Williams' induction comes 60 years after his father, the still very influential Hank Williams Sr., inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Known to fans by the nickname Bocephus. Huh? Really? Really? Did you know that?
Old Bocephus? Yeah.
Yeah. Really? What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just what they use to refer to him sometimes in country songs.
Huh. He's much different than his father, I think, in terms of style. That's perhaps why he makes it. In 1975, he survived a 500-foot fall off of Ajax Mountain in Montana. And then he released his career-changing Hank Williams Jr. and Friends. Yeah, I think that's got to tell you something about who's watching him, looking
over
him.
Only the good die young, that's what they always say.
Yeah, really. Well, his father died at the age of 29.
I know.
He hit his stride 4 years after this event in 75, launching a string of hits beginning with Family Tradition, which we've heard, Whiskey Bent and Hellbound. All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down, Country Boy Can Survive, Country State of Mind, and Born to Boogie. So, this is a Country Boy Can Survive, right? Uh-huh. There you go. So those are the members of the class of 2020 in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Next up, as we get close to 26 after the hour on the DJV program, I guess going back to mid-July now, Marcus King and his band played a series of concerts on the Nashville soundstage with some special guests. Shows a reminder of what music fans have been missing for the past, what, 5 months or so? Surprises range from a wild cover of Black Sabbath's Electric Funeral and Brent Hines from Mastodon to an entire Last Waltz-inspired set. This is weird. Marcus King's four-of-a-kind shows raised a lot of money, brought $80,000 in for Music Cares. Spotify matched proceeds donated through their COVID music relief project. I wanted to give people some variety, Marcus King said. If we're playing a 3 or 4 night run, we don't like to repeat material or recycle anything. We're supporting Music Cares and helping musicians in these trying times because they have been a success and musicians are getting hit pretty hard and not getting to do what we love. King just announced a series of drive-in shows kicking off in September on the Cape. Earlier this year, he released El Dorado, his second album. Marcus King Trio drive-in dates for those who are interested. Cape Cod at the Yarmouth Drive-In on Friday, September 4th. And then, let's see, he's on the 5th. He's in East Swansea, New Hampshire at the Cheshire Fair. Scranton, Pennsylvania on the 6th. Morris, Connecticut on the 8th of September. Butler, PA on the 10th. Richmond, Virginia on the 11th. And Kodak, Tennessee and the on the 12th. So, if you're interested, you're a fan of Marcus King, that's how you can get to see him. There it is, a public service announcement of the DJV program with a focus on music here, 28 past the hour.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden called for a nationwide mask mandate to help fight the spread of the coronavirus pandemic.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee spoke after sitting down for a briefing on the coronavirus with public health experts. The current death toll in the U.S. stands at just over 166,000 people, with more than 5.2 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. There were also 56,000 new cases reported today and 1,500 deaths, the highest number of fatalities in a single day since the beginning of May. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tropical storm Josephine has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, making it the earliest J-named storm in a record-setting hurricane season. Josephine was located 900 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands, according to an advisory from the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami. It's moving west-northwest with a maximum sustained wind of 55 miles an hour. Josephine was the earliest J-named storm on record, breaking the previous record of Jose, which formed August 22, 2005. Isaias killed two people in the Caribbean earlier this month, and last month Hurricane Hanna slammed the Texas Gulf Coast with high winds and rains that flooded streets and knocked out power across the region. Following a Justice Department investigation, they've stated that Yale University illegally discriminates against Asian Americans and white applicants during the admissions process. The DOJ informed Yale that it reached the conclusion after a two-year investigation triggered by complaints from Asian American groups. As a condition of receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding, the Ivy League universities must agree to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs or activities receiving financial assistance from the federal government. The DOJ is also claiming that race is the determining factor in hundreds of admissions each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Completing the cycle of life. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Trying to complete the cycle. I'm going to give you a little insight for those of you who are listening in the morning. Yes, this is August. This is still 2020. Yes, Amazon will deliver whatever your package is today. Yes, your friends are okay. And yes, there is chocolate in my refrigerator. Those of you who just want to know what is important, I have some ice cream in the freezer, too, for those I'd share if you were to visit. I just did something that I have never, ever, ever done before. And I'm going to fess up to it. That comes in a few minutes. Right?
Usually you say you take baths in your swimming pool, so that's why I went.
No, I don't have a swimming pool here on this, at this house. You have to do
jumps
that.
Jumps in the neighbors in the middle of the night.
So, well, the neighbor's my old house, and that's the only swimming pool around, and there's nobody there because they sold the house again, and it's empty, so I probably could go over. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that, Victoria. Go over and
free pool.
Take a jump, yeah.
Oh, great.
Exactly.
Now you've encouraged him to squat. So this is good.
All right. So I just was looking at a couple of things on my Facebook page. Mine is facebook.com/ Doug Steffen, and there's the Facebook page for the program, / DJV show. Somebody posted a picture of a woman who had gone hunting and killed a bunch of wolves. and she put the wolves in the back of her pickup truck. Somebody took a picture and posted it on social media with a big smile and the proudness of somebody who had accomplished something. So I put, I don't know this woman. I don't, she may be somebody who follows me. I don't know, and I don't care. What I put in the box, it'd probably get removed anyway. I said, I just wrote two words. One begins with an F, the other begins with a Y. And that's what I put. I don't know whether that stays there or doesn't. I've never done that before.
You don't even know who the person is?
Don't know who it is. I have the slightest idea who it is. But it showed up in my... Why are you laughing?
Keep us posted.
That's why. What else happened?
You're totally going to Facebook jail, just that way.
Okay. I'll go to Facebook jail. That stuff so infuriates me. When people... I almost did it a month or so ago when something came across, a picture of a guy and his wife who had gone on a safari and killed an elephant, and they were standing there proudly over the elephant with a gun, with their rifle in their hands, because they apparently both had taken a shot at this elephant. That stuff is so appalling,
These. I actually stand up for people's right to hunt as sport if they want. I don't like it. I could never do it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this. The people who are real hunters that actually hunt for food, they don't put pictures up on Facebook. They don't put pictures up on Facebook. The people who are legit hunters who actually do it for sport or for food, they're not ones who brag because they understand the circle of life. And so I think the people who put pictures up, I don't know if they do it for shock or what they do, but it's not my bag, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to shoot wolves, but Trump removed those protections, so now what that woman
I don't
is
even know if it was
legal.
Done in this country. I think it was done somewhere in this country. It isn't. You know what? It has. For me, it doesn't have anything to do with Trump and whether there are restrictions or not, because I know people who do it no matter whether there are restrictions or not. They just go out and they do it. Now, somebody could say of me, well, you hypocritical SOB, you allow coyotes to be killed on your farm and woodchucks and whatever else. And I do because they come and...
I mean, coyotes, I get it. They are predators.
Woodchuck,
I get it.
There isn't a year that goes by that a cow doesn't... The cow that sticks a foot into a hole, breaks its leg, and you got to put the cow down. But that's an insight from somebody who's been there. You know, normally you look at a gopher or a growler, what harm could they do? And they are destructive in that way. But there are, you know, I suppose you could find something not to like about any animal under the circumstances, or vice versa, you can find something to like in any animal. I just find hunting, I'm appalled at hunting in general because people refer to it as a sport. How is it a sport to shoot, unless the deer's got a gun and is shooting back at you, or the wolf has a gun and is shooting back at you, or the wolf is attacking you? A deer don't, unless you're the male of the species would protect its family, but they don't usually stay together. So, you know, you're not likely to get attacked by a deer either. If you're in the woods and a bear attacks you and you shoot it, okay. But just to go out and shoot them for the sport of shooting them and then sit there with a dumbass smile on your face saying, look at me, I just shot all these wolves. You're a dumbass. And so that is my comment on that.
We actually agree on something this morning. All right.
The United States has agreed to buy 100 million doses of another COVID vaccine. The Trump administration reached a deal with Moderna. That's a company that's right here
Boston,
in my neck of
right?
the woods. Yeah, that's actually their offices are. They have offices here in Framingham, but they have them in three or four other places as well. Developed by the National Institute of Health, apparently in concert with Moderna. So the difference here, apparently, is that you introduce a small amount of the virus actually into your system. The others apparently don't do that. Isn't that how vaccines work in general? Don't they put
this one's different, though. It's the opposite. So most vaccines introduce a small amount of the virus. This vaccine from Moderna carries genetic material called mRNA, and that triggers an immune response in the body, so it's actually a different way of approaching vaccinations.
Right. Anybody
I don't
know
probably,
it's
work?
Well, it makes it probably got a better chance because the disease mutates. So like a flu shot, you're not going to be able to get a perfect match on something because it's going to be constantly changing. So it's probably better. Actually, I'd imagine if it does do something to your immune system.
Yeah.
You know, every day, a lot of people are fixated on the numbers. They keep looking at the pandemic's true toll.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It doesn't have, it has numbers of people who have it, but there's no information about what toll it's taking on our lives in terms of the economy, in terms of how we live our lives, in terms of businesses. There's all
what
kinds of
what numbers do we need? Everyone
need.
Has eyes. Look around. You can see, I don't need just statistics.
Everybody has eyes about, we all know how many people are dying. Basically, we know that it's bad, to be sure. But, I just think that the news media once again is going through all of this stuff to put one specific face on it without tending to the others. What's going on with gyms and health clubs in your area? Both of you, I'd like to get in New York
not
and New Jersey where
Jersey.
You are.
No.
They were open for a few
weeks. And the reason I know that is because I live above a Gold's Gym, and normally it wakes us up at 5 o'clock every morning with the loud music, and so it's been really pleasant. It's the best thing that came out of the pandemic is not having to listen to the stupid oomps, 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 oomps at 5 a.m. every single day.
What, the weights banging on the floor and stuff like that?
And spin class. There's a spin class down there, and they blast the music, and it vibrates on our floor, and we're three floors above them. It's horrible.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that's how I can tell you. Gyms are not open yet in Jersey.
Right. And L.A.,
New York,
they were open, gyms, but they're closed again,
Gyms were open, and then they were closed down again, so gyms are closed. There are a few gyms who are that have the space that are trying to do, like, classes and stuff outdoors because you can do stuff outdoors, but for the most part, everything's closed.
Outdoor spin classes become a big thing. Outdoor workouts. My sister-in-law does an outdoor Zumba class, and I have friends who do outdoor spin classes. It seems to be working. People are enjoying it.
Yeah. Anybody know anyone who is enrolled in this do-it-yourself COVID experiment? The researchers want to study, apparently, any spread within households.
Yeah.
Now, Jennifer, you'd be good in this.
I was going to say, I might ace this one, yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's 2,000 families. It's across the country. This is run by Vanderbilt University. This is actually, I believe, part of the money. Remember when Dolly Parton gave, like, $1 million or more than that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was $20 million.
Research.
She gave a huge amount of money to Vanderbilt, for research. And I think part of that money funded this study.
Yeah. Well, so that would be interesting to see what the results of that are.
Yeah, basically you do your own nasal swabs, you do it on your kids, and then you mail in your results. It's all done through the mail.
Yeah. Is there anybody who's surprised to see the story from Florida of a sheriff who has banned his employees from wearing a mask?
It's ridiculous.
What's his reasoning for it?
I'm not sure that he has any. His name is Billy Woods. He sent out an email.
You're not even allowed to wear a mask if you're a citizen and
employees.
You walk into the police station.
Right. Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Masks will not be worn by on-duty employees at any time. And then he went on to suggest that any person who walks into any of our lobbies, main office, district offices, that's wearing a mask will be asked to leave or move it or leave.
That's ridiculous, and I'm sure that cannot be enforced.
Yeah.
If you cannot tell, first of all, the difference between
what would motivate you to be that?
There are plenty of people like that. That's the same mentality of the stupid people who are throwing house parties and the people who are attacking other people for wearing a mask. I got literally bitched at by some old crazy lady yesterday for wearing a mask while I walked into the mall. And I turned around, I was like, excuse me? And she tried to start with me, I was like, oh, you better keep walking, lady.
Well, when you're in the shower today, you're washing your hair, washing your body, maybe things to think about a little bit here from the DJV program. Here's another program that I hope you will pay attention to that I do every week, the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The most recent installment from Jack focuses on a new blood test that's being given for people, various folks who, there's been a lot of, there have been for the last decade, focus on Alzheimer's. And how do you find out if you have it? And how do you find out if you're prone to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jack has a way of checking people's temperatures and putting it together with the other information you can get from your body to distinguish this in this blood test, to distinguish whether or not you have the likelihood of getting it or not. But it's all explained well how your bodies work in this and other. There's so much information about your body. It's great to be able to purvey some of it, relay some of it in the Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
From Netflix to Amazon Prime Video and even your local TV provider, we're streaming content more than ever before. And one of the newest players in this category is Apple TV Plus, featuring box office hits as well as original TV shows and movies. We asked tech analyst Tim Beharin with Creative Strategies about the future of Apple TV Plus.
Apple's in this for the long term. They're willing to put significant money. In fact, we believe that they'll put $13 billion into just programming for the Apple TV Plus this year. And they're going to pick up, I think, significant speed over time. And also, if you buy a new Mac or iPad or something, you get it for free for a year. And once you start getting hooked into some of their programs, you know, you're going to actually, I think, turn over that to a subscription when that year's out.
More from Tim is at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Moving on now into another portion of our lives, the sixth sense, if you will, or another something that people need to understand a little more than they do, and that is one's horoscope, the astrology of the day, what it means. This can be simple or complicated. Laura Banks is here with us every week to try to uncomplicate it, although from my point of view, I think it's less effective if it's uncomplicated. Does that make any sense? I mean, people try to boil down. They come to you, let's say, for a reading. They want to help you unravel something.
Yeah.
That's what sensitive people are about.
Right.
But, you know, how do you, you know, you and I only have 4 or 5, 6 minutes a week to talk mm-hmm. about the nuances of sometimes you get into me, sometimes right. you get into the generic stuff of the day or the week. The good people who are astrologers and psychics can make it simple, but it sure as heck isn't simple. And
yeah, well, you got to work through the weeds. You got to work through the weeds, and even
yeah.
when I'm doing a reading at the beginning, it's not making much sense, and I'm using just
yeah.
my traditional knowledge. And then there are these just moments of epiphany where something comes out of my mouth, and the person's like, "Oh my gosh, that's exactly my issue."
Right.
So you have to drill down and get through all those complexities, you know. And I like to focus on what is going on with the planets for your listeners, really, Doug, because that affects so many people.
Well, it's a generic sort of thing. We're affected individually depending on the time we were born, where we were born, the day we
right.
were born. Yeah, that's what astrology is all about. But then the overall, the planet
has an astrological beginning.
Right.
Our
country
has an astrological.
Yeah, I don't need to know a person's sign to tell everyone that Uranus is going retrograde here in the middle of the month, and that's excellent news.
Well, that's excellent news
because Uranus is just, he's in an awful sign right now for all this COVID in Taurus, and it's just a lot of what's going wrong. And on the 15th of August, it goes retrograde through to January 14th. At the same time, September 9th, Mars goes retrograde. So we're all going to get more conservative again. I think we're all going to do a final pullback to stop this virus from spreading more than it is, and we're going to all get intentional again and really a chance to be authentic. Really, when you think of the word authenticity, you know, who are we deep down? What do we really, really want to be doing with our lives versus what we've been doing?
Well, that's what this whole hour and these podcasts are all about.
Authenticity. Right.
Yeah. So,
right.
You just said something that we're going to become more conservative in the next 6 months. There's an election in that six-month period, and there is a moderate conservative running, and there's a moderate liberal running.
Mm-hmm.
Is this speaking to predicted they're going to win,
yeah.
But...
I think Trump won by suggesting he was going to be the revolutionary, and I think they tried it. And like where I live in the Villages, which has been on national news, you see way fewer Trump signs. I think people may be moving toward maybe back to more traditional politics, which is maybe what Biden might be. That's one certainly way to look at it.
Picture a running mate.
And we're not going to maybe have the rioting and the issues of fear, and it's all going to get a little fire turned on it. So Mars direct in Aries right now is a real, like, blowtorch. So everything, all the bikers that came to Sturgis, all the things that are going on, we're feeling the heat of that Mars. That's going to go retrograde, thank goodness, through this election. Uranus is going to be retrograde, thank goodness, through January during this time.
So they maybe all the predictions that people are hearing about, this is going to be an up-and-down election because of the early mail-in and confusions that make Florida during the Gore Bush election look like puppy play.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff right now that people have questions about, and you know, one of them is what happens to my ballot if I put it in the mail? I want to go down to the polling place and see my ballot.
That's where we disagree. I just think there's very little fraud historically in the mail. I think that I don't see that there's a lot of fraud there, Doug.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's not a psychic question or an
astrological
question.
No, that's not.
It just is a way to look at stuff.
You've got the macrocosm of politics and what's going on in the world, but it drills down to how you doing? How's your day going? How's that first cup of coffee? Do you recreate yourself every morning to have extraordinary day?
I'm leaping into my life today. I've made three or four positive changes in the last 24 to 48 hours that will change how I am at the moment.
That's who you are to listeners. That's what you give is opportunity, growth, is we're learning and changing. That's all it's about. What are you going to do today different than you did yesterday?
I think we all need to be willing, I hope we are, to explore new ways of thinking and being.
Amen.
And having the adventure that is life. Laura Banks is here with us on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen at 59. Whoops, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to do Your Hidden Power. Let me do the out again, Richie. Did I say Your Hidden Power at the beginning? I forgot whether I did it. Okay, all right. Laura Banks here with us at 59 past the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.